Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
9:09 now on this Thursday morning. Fun fact that you may or may not know, the last Saints quarterback that was drafted, the last drafted Saints quarterback to start and win a game for them was, do you know? Don't look it up. Just keep thinking about it, and I'll let you know after we talk to Peyton Malone, our friend, WWL Louisiana weather forecaster. How you doing, Peyton?
Hey, I don't know the answer to that.
Well, I'll tell you, it's Danny Werfel.
Okay.
Whom I met in person is a lot bigger than you would think.
Well,
there you go. Let's talk about solar flare, because I saw this. I saw your tweet, and look, man, one of the things I always wanted to do, a bucket list item, was to see the Northern Lights. Have you ever
Absolutely.
Seen them or not?
No. You know, this past May, they were seen across parts of our area, but I was nowhere that I could see them.
And even so, if you go to Iceland, you got to go at the right time of year. They're
you
not
do.
Visible.
Well, it's all about the sun, and you got to time it all right here. So, and it's so hard to do.
Tell me what's going on with the solar flare, and will we be able to see the Northern Lights? And a lot of people listen online, so we may not just be talking about southeastern Louisiana.
Sure. All right, so what has happened here is a big CME, coronal mass ejection, happened on October 8th. That is an event where the sun essentially releases and shoots off a bunch of particles that are solar material and magnetic fields. Those are arriving at Earth about right now, in fact. They're starting to approach us this morning.
Wait, what's coming?
Well, it's just a magnetic field solar material that the sun releases.
So no umbrella needed or anything?
No umbrella, right. Yeah. Unless you're out in space and you need a big umbrella that protects you. But so here's what's happening here. It's coming on in, it's impacting the Earth, and it's interacting with our magnetic field of the Earth. Some of that gets in at the poles, the North and South Pole, and whenever those charged particles enter our atmosphere, they get excited. They excite the atmosphere, and you get colors, and that's what the Northern Lights are. So this is a fairly big one that happened. Right now, they base it on a scale of G1 to G5, just like categories of hurricanes, right? G5 is a major solar event. A G1 is not that big of a deal. Right now, they have it as a G4 watch. So the solar storm will be arriving throughout today, and the bigger the solar storm, the more widespread the Northern Lights will be. And so with the bigger number here of a G4, maybe a G5, you can sometimes see those as far south as the Gulf Coast. That's what happened back in May. It was a G5 storm, and we were able to see them across parts of even Florida.
What time would that be tonight, Peyton?
Well, you would have to wait until it at least gets dark enough. So I'm saying anywhere from 8 o'clock to 2 a.m. is a good time to go out there and look. The thing is, we don't really know exactly how strong the event is going to be until it's about a million miles from Earth, which will likely be happening within the next 30 minutes to 2 hours. We have satellites that are stationed that far away, and we get the data that's coming in. And then once we have that data coming in, we'll have a really good idea on how strong this could be. So if it comes in stronger than expected, they may bump it up to a G5. If that's the case, then we have a higher chance of seeing them. If it comes in at a G4 or maybe less, then we are less likely to see them down here on the Gulf Coast. So we're just kind of in a wait-and-watch phase right now.
Is this, I don't mean to make it confusing with an eclipse or to even make a comparison to that other than a time frame, is it like where you got 20 minutes to see it, or does it last?
Typically, they last hours. It's not a very quick event most of the time, especially if it's a big, strong one that you can see all the way down here. I think there'll be a couple hours to see them. So my advice is to stay plugged into social media. That's the best way, because
Peyton Malone, for example, on Twitter.
There you go. Well, I may be in bed when it happens, but I may stay up. We'll see.
All right.
If it starts to roll in, typically you will see them come in from east to west. So last time we started to get rumblings of far parts of Europe, like down south, like in France and Spain and places maybe into northern Africa, which are equivalent to here latitude-wise, if we start to see Northern Lights that direction, we start to say, wait a minute. And then they start to get closer, and you start to see reports coming in from maybe the Carolinas or even Florida. And if that's the case, then that's when you want to run outside and check it out. Now, it's important you're away from city lights, because last time, if you were in the city of New Orleans or Kenner and Metairie, you couldn't really see much. Even with a long exposure camera, there's just too many light pollution from the city. But if you go to the lakefront and do long exposure, you can sometimes see them. But your best bet is north of the lake, even north of I-12. Get away from the city lights. And if it's strong enough, you may be able to see a little bit of it.
All right, real quick before I let you go, the jog south by Milton made all the difference in the world for Tampa, did it not?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, by 5 miles, they missed some catastrophic surge. Now, Tampa still got hammered. I'm sure you've seen some of the pictures and videos. You see that crane that fell downtown, fell in that building?
Yeah.
The roof, which I think it was cloth of the what do they call it there?
Baseball stadium?
Yeah, the baseball stadium. That was ripped off. But, yeah, they had winds over 100 miles an hour in Tampa and over a foot of rain. But that surge stayed just to their south, really from Sarasota all the way down to Fort Myers. That's where they got the high storms.
That would be the difference between Tampa Bay, the water being pushed in or pushed out, correct?
Yeah, that I made landfall just south of there.
And you're saying 5 miles difference?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it would have been a 5 mile jog, 5 to 15 miles. And, you know, we can't forecast that. So it's just, it really is amazing that it went south. Of course, it still impacted people.
Right. But you got to go to major population centers and everything else. You don't wish anything bad on anybody.
No, you don't.
That could have been
catastrophic. You're just glad when it's not you. So.
Yep. Amen. Thank you, Peyton. Appreciate it as always. Peyton,
good luck tonight. Watching the sky.
There you go. All right. WWR Louisiana forecast.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.